portions of the lower Midwest and the Delta are likely to become excessively wet, not that they aren't already moving in that direction, but we have additional precipitation that will be impacting these areas, and the ground is just going to progressively get wetter to the point where significant runoff will occur, and we'll end up with some flooding potential across some of these areas. During the past 24 hours in the Midwest, we've seen moisture totals greatest near the Ohio River, where some totals running anywhere from about 4/10 of an inch upwards to a little more than an inch was pretty common. A few locations in western parts of Kentucky and extreme southern Illinois did get into the 1 to 2 inch range, but most of the precipitation further to the north was quite a bit lighter from Missouri into southern parts of Michigan and northern Ohio. These areas saw a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 and 3/10 of an inch. The precipitation is going to be taking a little bit of a break here today, but we are going to run into another wave of precipitation as we move into the weekend. This next round will likely bring some additional moisture to many of these areas in the lower parts of the Midwest into the Delta, and we'll likely see the flood potentials beginning to rise. Over the past 24 hours, we did see some hefty amounts of rain in the Delta, and some of the rain totals down there through midnight were running 1 to 2 inches, and that is over ground that was already pretty close to saturation. So some delays in field work are now expected to occur in that region as we move forward through this next week, because we do expect additional rain. Well, the next storm system to impact the region will get underway in the southern plains this weekend, and as it moves off to the northeast, it's likely to drag some shower and thunderstorm activity back across the Delta and into parts of the lower eastern Midwest. And so as a result of that, additional rain obviously will be falling, and moisture totals at this point in time are advertised to run perhaps as high as maybe 1/2 to 1.5 inches in some locations there. It's a little lighter event perhaps relative to yesterday. But there will be some local totals that will end up being greater than that, maybe pushing up close to a couple of inches, but we're not talking necessarily widespread amounts like that, but it's enough precipitation to keep the ground saturated and to raise that potential for some local flooding of minor intensities. We will see a little break in the precipitation as we move on into next week, but there will be yet another disturbance that will be forming and will likely bring some additional precipitation to the Midwest and even parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin. A weak frontal boundary will come through some of those areas during midweek next week, and then we'll see another storm system possibly coming from the plains working its way into the heart of the Midwest as we get into the latter part of next week and more likely in the following weekend. That one is probably up for a great debate. The overall bottom line, though, is for plenty of moisture from the Delta into the heart of the eastern Midwest. Western parts of the Corn Belt don't do as well with precipitation. We'll continue to carry their moisture deficits for a while longer. Of course, some of that deficit was made up by the storm system that occurred in February, but as we go forward through this next 10 days, we'll likely see some additional precipitation in some of those western areas. I'm just not convinced it's going to be the big heavy soakings that so many of those areas would like to have. In hard red wheat country, there's a disturbance that will be passing through the region this weekend, and it will be followed by another disturbance about a week from now. If both events occur as advertised, on top of the rains that occurred yesterday in parts of Oklahoma, the bottom line has to be one of improvement. The High Plains region is the area that needs the moisture most. That includes areas from West Texas to parts of western Nebraska and Colorado. I don't see that region necessarily getting a lot of moisture right away. Temperatures will be unusually warm for the next several days. We're looking for high temperatures across the majority of the western Midwest to run into the 50s, 60s, and 70s as we go forward through this next 3 or 4 days. The eastern Midwest will warm up as well. Most of the warmer days will be in the early to middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.